It's a joy to be able to bring to these microphones right now Rabbi Yoel Karen. And I had to, with all the news coverage, all the media attacking the Jews on the Temple Mount, I had to talk with Yoel Karen. Yoel, thank you for being available, my good friend.
Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome. Let me read a couple of the headlines, and then we'll get into a discussion. Jewish activists who want to pray on the Temple Mount bring alarm to the Muslim world. Saudi Arabia. That's the dateline. It says the Muslim authority there in Saudi Arabia said the next war is going to be over the Temple Mount. And then here was an article, sacred shrines become ticking time bombs. A report out of the Knesset that indeed they're continually working on that effort to try to have separate places for the Jews and the Muslims to pray on the Temple Mount. And Moshe Feiglin making a statement as it relates to the Negev and the Bedouins down there. He said the weakness in the Negev starts at the Temple Mount. Now, we want to talk about almost every one of those things. Let me get the latest report. What about the Knesset? How is that law that they're trying to get through the Knesset? How is it going? Are they still on track to try to get it passed so there can be a separate place for the Jews on the Temple Mount and the Muslims on the Temple Mount to be able to pray?
Well, it really comes down to, it's not so much a new law that needs to be passed. The law is already on the books. It simply needs to be enforced. And it's just one of those things that the Prime Minister's office can bypass the law for national security concerns, or one of those things that they use to get around the law. I mean, that's all we're really dealing with, is forcing the government, forcing the police to enforce the law, changing the Prime Minister's mind. That's what all this comes down to.
Well, Moshe Feiglin, really, he's a member of the Knesset. Actually, he's the deputy speaker of the Knesset, makes him a very powerful leader in the Israeli government. But he hit it right on target, did he not, when he was talking about the problems going on in the Negev and the Bedouins saying this is their piece of real estate. It all starts there on the Temple Mount, and when you don't take control of the Temple Mount, which as a sovereign state Israel should do, you're going to have problems all over the state of Israel.
Absolutely. If you can't show them who the real master of the house is in the most important place in the country, how do you expect to do it anywhere else? That's just from a completely political, military, strategic view of the thing. If we're looking at it spiritually, the Bible already told us that. The book of Haggai, the first chapter, tells us that. All of you can't figure out why you have no success. You can't figure why you're putting things into pockets that have holes in them. You can't figure out why things aren't going right. God says it's all because of my house that lies in ruins. Because whenever there's trouble, everybody runs to save their own house, and nobody considers my house that lies in ruins. He says this over and over again. Everyone's worried about what's going to happen to their land down in the Negev, but nobody's worried about what's happening to God's house. And that's why all of this is happening, and that's why all of it's coming back on us, and that's why we have this trouble. Give God what's his.
Amen. I love Haggai. He was a crusty old prophet, and not like Zechariah. They were both contemporaries, and Zechariah more suave and debonair, and he was trying to encourage the people to rebuild the temple. Haggai was right in your face, and that's exactly what you're saying. And I wish we had Haggai around today. He would shake up things in Israel, and some of you are in the tradition of Haggai because you're wanting to go up on the Temple Mount. You're doing what needs to be done to bring that visibility that's needed, first of all, on the Israeli government, but second of all, and maybe I should put these in reverse, on that sacred spot, the Temple Mount. Are you still doing that? Are the activists still getting in there and trying to get up onto the Temple Mount?
They're still getting in there. They're still getting up on the Temple Mount. Police were sort of almost threatened by the Knesset member, Miri Regev, who heads the Interior Committee. She pretty much let it be known before Hanukkah started, because everyone knew that during Hanukkah, a lot of people are on vacation. A great opportunity for people to come up to the Temple Mount, and more people would be coming. Every single festival that we have, the Arabs know Jews will be coming, so they plan in advance to start trouble, so the police will close the Temple Mount down to Jews. In advance, she warned the Temple Mount had better remain open to Jews during Hanukkah. And so it was. The police maintained order, and the Temple Mount remained open. People are still going, more and more people. I don't know if you saw this week, but the office of the chief rabbi of Israel reiterated, reissued their ban on Jews going up to the Temple Mount. A lot of people were upset about it. It actually works in our favor because everyone knows now that there is no objection biblically, nothing in rabbinic law that forbids Jews from going up to the Temple Mount. They know this is simply the office of the chief rabbi catering and kowtowing to the secular government, and people are sick of it. And I actually thought it was a good sign. I said to several people, this is a great sign, because if people were listening to them, there would be no need for them to keep reissuing the same ban over and over again. They're doing it because no one's listening, and people are coming, and they're going up anyway.
I love the way you do things. You take opposition and turn it into opportunity all the time. I love that. Well, because of the Jewish activists, because guys like you and many of your friends who are eager to put the temple on the Temple Mount, but you've got to encourage the people to come onto the Temple Mount, help them get ready for that type of thing. You activists are calling on the people, the Jewish people, to go up there. But at the same time, the Muslims are saying, wait a minute, this is going to be a real tough situation. In fact, in Saudi Arabia, the Muslim Authority says there will be a war on the Temple Mount. You believe that?
Absolutely. If they could wage a war over the Temple Mount right now, they would already. I believe they'd love to go to war, and if they ever get to a point where they think they can, they will. A lot of it's hot air. They're expressing their desires. They would go to war if they could. They can't destroy us. There's not a whole lot that they can do except sit there and make proclamations. So there will be trouble, because Jewish prayer on the Temple Mount is coming. It's coming sooner than I ever thought it would, and that's the whole reason that now it's spread from greater figures now than just these guys like Raed Salah up in the north with the Islamic movement and the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who they're nobodies. They really wield no power. Now we're already getting to the Saudis. This tells us that in the Arab world, eyebrows are being raised. They're all getting nervous now. They feel their grip on the Temple Mount slipping.
It is the third most holy site for the Muslim world. Supposedly, Muhammad came there on his horse Barak and touched off of that foundation stone underneath the Gold Dome building and went to the seventh heaven. But that's total myth, is it? Not even the Muslim world. The intellects in the Muslim world don't agree on that.
Jerusalem is not mentioned once in the Quran. Not once is it mentioned. All of this was later mythology created to show some sort of an ancient Islamic connection to Jerusalem. The truth is, the direction of prayer for Muslims originally was Jerusalem, because that was the only direction of prayer for anyone. This was the direction of prayer, because this was where the temple stood. Everyone knew that. And then, later, the direction of prayer was changed to Mecca for Muslims. The term Al-Aqsa simply means like the uttermost, the northernmost mosque. Jerusalem is never mentioned specifically anywhere in the Quran, and the original Arabic name for Jerusalem is Madinat Beit al-Maqdis, the city of the temple, the city of the Beit al-Mikdash, the city of the Jewish temple. That was the original Arabic name for Jerusalem. So yeah, all of this about Muhammad and his winged donkey flying up in the air and going to heaven from the Temple Mount is ridiculous. Before there was a mosque there, there was a church there. Before there was a church there, there was a temple there. So they are the latecomers in the history of the Temple Mount.
That's interesting. I never had heard that the name for the Temple Mount said that the place of the temple was that name.
Absolutely.
And wow, that says that there was a temple. I mean, their own people, their own scholars make that statement, and thus that's a proof and evidence the Temple Mount belongs at least some of it, according to them, but all of it, according to the Word of God, belongs to the Jewish people.
Early Islam never denied this fact. I can rattle off verse after verse of different statements from ancient Islamic scholars and theologians that stated that God gave the land of Israel and Jerusalem to the Jews.
Well, it's in God's Word. That makes it absolute. Well, one of those articles that I read was titled, the headline, Sacred Shrines Become Ticking Time Bomb. Well, I mean, he's a latecomer in writing that article as well, because Zechariah the prophet, 2,500 years ago, Zechariah chapter 12 and verses 2 and 3, said it would be a cup of trembling. In other words, people who control it, not Jewish, will become intoxicated with that power and a burden too heavy to lift up. It seems to me we are living in the days that Zechariah was talking about.
Absolutely we are. And anyone who tries to move a burden too heavy for them to lift is ultimately going to be crushed. And that's what it all comes down to. This is what God tells us. This is what his prophets told us. And it's what's going to happen. There's nothing better than having tomorrow's newspaper.
That's true. You guys are not going to back off trying to go up on the Temple Mount, even though the Saudi Arabian Muslim Authority says that's going to be a war over the Temple Mount. You guys are still going to continue to go up, are you not?
Absolutely, because obviously we've gotten their dander up, so we're doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Well, I do the right thing when I get a hold of Rabbi Yoel Karen, and I rehearse for him some of the media and what they're saying out there about the Temple Mount. But he tells us the bottom line, the true details behind all of these headlines, and you've just been listening to his report from the city of Jerusalem on the Temple Mount, most sacred piece of real estate in all of Judaism. Rabbi, thank you for being available. God bless you, my good friend. Looking forward to another conversation. Thank you so much.
Looking forward. Thank you.